God bless all of us.
今天晚上跟大家分享的。
Tonight I'm going to share.
我们要来从何西阿书里面谈归向神。
We're going to talk about how we return to God from the book of Hosea.
现今的世代。
The world that we're living in today.
就像耶稣所说的一样。
Just like what Jesus described.
说在末后的世代有不法的事增多。
At the end time, there are increase in the evil things.
所以爱心就渐渐冷淡。
So our love become weaker and weaker.
所以对我们整个世界地球的世人来讲。
So to all the mankind living on this earth.
有很多人都在寻求宗教。
A lot of people are searching for religion.
但是真正能够到神面前里面真心敬拜的
人呢？But those who can really truly come to God to worship Him,
我们发现比例并在全球人数来讲的话，应该要有更多才对。
We realize that there should be more in terms of proportions.
但是没有因为基督徒的人数多。
Even though there's a lot of Christians,
反倒是有很多宗教错误的崇拜或错误的信仰越来越多。
But there you can find a lot of wrong religion worship.
所以我们看到很多人寻求神。
So you can see a lot of people searching for God.
但是却没有用心的来归向神。
But they do not really turn their hearts to God.
在旧约圣经里面。
In the Old Testament.
我们看到他的信息。
We can see the message.
是由于这个以色列百姓对神的不忠。
It's because the unfaithfulness of Israelites towards God.
所以神透过先知呼吁。
So God used prophets to warn them.
要所有神的选民百姓啊，能够做好归向神的动作。
So that all the chosen people of God can do a good job in turning their hearts to God.
我们从何西阿书里面。
If you look into the book of Hosea,
第一章到第三章,
from chapter 1 to chapter 3,
神借着先知对不忠的妻子, 要做一种接纳。
God used the unfaithful wife to show acceptance.
因为这个妻子对丈夫不忠心。
Because the wife is unfaithful to the husband.
其实神吩咐一个先知做这种动作。
Indeed, God allowed the prophets to make such a message.
是为了要表明这些背叛神的百姓啊。
Is to reveal to those who betray God.
因为百姓去侍奉巴利外邦神。
Because God worship idols Baal.
但是神借先知在接纳不忠心的这个妻子。
But God using prophet to accept the unfaithful wife.
那这表明了神对他这个悖逆的百姓还是有无限的爱在里面。
To reveal God still have unconditional love to His chosen people.
虽然百姓陷在悖逆的罪中。
Even though His chosen people was committing sin.
最后遭到亡国的苦痛。
And at the end they suffer. From the country being destroyed.
但是神也非常愿意仍然要来召回这些百姓然后跟他们订永远的盟约。
But God is willing to call them back and to set up covenant with them.
这个是在我们阅读这个何西阿书的时候。
This is what we can learn from reading the book of Hosea.
从这个神对先知吩咐要做这样的动作里面来看出。
From God's command, the prophet to do this.
看出神对他的悖逆的百姓的一种真正的一种慈爱。
We can see the true mercy that God showed.
就因为有这种当时的前提和背景在里面。
Because there's such a background in this book.
那我们看到先知在讲述神的这种无限的爱的时候。
When the prophet is talking about the unconditional love of God.
但是先知也要百姓要做好一个动作。
But the prophet wants God's people to do one thing.
我们来看何西阿书的第六章。
We look at Hosea chapter 6.
何西阿书的第六章。
Hosea chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1. Hosea chapter 6 verse 1. Come, let us return to the Lord. He has torn us to pieces, but he will heal us. He has injured us, but he will bind up our wounds.
再看第二节。
And verse 2. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will restore us, that we may live in his presence.
在这里六章第一节里面。
In here, chapter 6, verse 1.
先知特别对这些悖逆的百姓宣告这种动作。
Prophet told a message to these unfaithful people.
说来吧，我们归向神。
Come, let us return to the Lord.
所以这是先知对北国以色列民的一种所发出的警告。
This is a warning that Hosea warned to the Israelites.要这些
以色列民能够悔改
so that the Israelites can repent.
如果肯悔改
if they're willing to repent,
神还可以来得及改变心意
God will still have time to change his heart.
但是我们却看见
but what we can see,
百姓他不悔改
the people did not repent.
甚至一意孤行、啊、
and they continue
没有任何的反应
and they do not have any response.
所以神就跟着就宣告了一个非常重要的信息了。
So God declared an important message to them.
我们看到一个悖逆的百姓敬拜外邦神。
We can see how unfaithful people worshiping idols.
不遵守神的律例。
And they do not obey God's commands.
然后先知就站在百姓跟人神的中间。
And the prophet is standing between the people and God.
来宣告说你们要归向神。
And to warn them to return to the Lord.
结果百姓没有这样做。
But the people did not do it.
所以神最后就宣告一个很重要的信息。
So God at last declared a message.
我们来看第五章的第一节。
If we turn to chapter 5 verse 1.
第五章的第一节。
Hosea chapter 5 verse 1. Hear this, your priests. Pay attention, your Israelites. Listen, O royal house. This judgment is against you. You have been a snare at Mizpah, a net spread out in Taba.
在这里啊，先知就对着教会的这个宗教领袖发出这样的宣告。
In here, the prophet is making a warning to the religious leaders.
来宣告神的信息。
And the prophet pronounced the message of God.
也就是说，你们不悔改，审判要临到你们呢。
The message is, if you're not willing to repent, judgment will come upon you.
哎，这是一个。如果不做好归向神的动作，神的审判就要临到人了。
So if you're not returning to God, then God's judgment will come upon you.
所以我们看到今天很多世界的现象。
So we can see nowadays.
包括疾病啦
，including sickness.
包括政治啦
，politics.
战争啦
，war.
或者其他种种的这个事情啊
，and other things on earth.
我们对有宗教信仰的人来看呢。
We have religions in our
hearts. 会觉得哇，这是末日一个神的一个动作。
We can feel that this is the last day of God.
其实当时在神的选民的时代的社会现象。
At the time where the God's people dwell then.
哎，我们会看到神对他的百姓也是有这种宣告的审判动作啊。
And God has this warning action to His people.
我们来看一看跟。何西阿先知同期的先知。
We're going to look at the prophets who appear at the same time as Hosea.
我们来看以赛亚书的十六章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书十六章。
Isaiah chapter 16.
十六章的第五节。
Chapter 16 verse 5.
十六章第五节。
Isaiah chapter 16 verse 5.In love, a throne will be established. In faithfulness, a man will sit on it. One from the house of David, one who in judging seeks justice and speaks the cause of righteousness.
以赛亚先知跟何西阿先知都是同属这个主前第八世纪的先知。
Prophet Isaiah and Prophet Hosea all lived during the time around 8 B.C.
那除了这两个先知还有另外三个先知是在主前第八世纪的神的先知
Besides these two prophets there are three more prophets also living in the same time
因为他们同样都有一样的是这个同样的信息来为神宣告
And they all have the same message to pronounce to the people at that
time. 那第五节，这里我们看到以赛亚先知也同样宣告。
In here, in verse 5, Isaiah pronounced the
message. 说要在大卫的帐幕中施行审判。
There will be a judgment from the house of David.
会有一位诚实坐在神的宝座上的这位主要来审判。
There will be a faithful man who is Lord sitting on the throne to judge.
所以审判是要来施行在这个世界。
So judgment will came upon to this earth.
审判是要来施行在这个世人中间。
And judgment will come upon to mankind.
因为神是公义的神。
Because God is a righteous God.
除了这个主前第八世纪的先知这样宣告以外，
Besides the prophet who living around 8 BC.
我们来看一下以色列犹大国被掳以后的先知怎么说呢？
There also prophet after Judah was being captured.
我们来看一下这个以西结书第五章。
Let's turn to book of Ezekiel chapter 5.
以西结书第五章。
Book of Ezekiel chapter 5.
第五章我们来看第十节。
Chapter 5 verse 10.
第五章的第十节。
Ezekiel chapter 5 verse 10. 2 Ezekiel chapter 5 verse 10. Therefore in your midst, fathers will eat their children, and children will eat their fathers. I will inflict punishment on you, and will scatter all of survivors to the winds.
以西结书里面，我们可以看到神称他的百姓叫做悖逆的百姓。
In the book of Ezekiel, God called his people as the unfaithful ones.
在神的选民百姓里面出现很多不人道，甚至是 罪恶的事情。
Because within the people, there are a lot of evil things happen.
所以我们看到这里先知就宣告。
And so the prophet said,
你看这个父亲吃儿子，儿子吃父亲，这个是家庭的悲剧哦。
The fathers will eat the children, and children will eat the fathers.
我家庭里面充满了暴力哦。
Family and the violence.
我们今天很多社会的问题，在家庭有很多的暴力。
And there are a lot of social problems. There are a lot of violence in the families nowadays.
整个社会里面不义的现象也非常多。
And there are a lot of evil things happening in this world.
大家都为了自己的利益。
Everyone care about their own benefits.
然后有自己的一个手段。
And they have their own ways.
那这里以西结宣告说神必施行审判。
In here, Ezekiel pronounced God will declare judgment.
让人的世界，神的百姓不得安稳呢。
So that the mankind will not have peace.
因为神的百姓也是这个违背了神呢。
Because God's people have sinned against God.
被掳之后，以西结先知在外邦之地也宣告神要审判。
After the capture, Ezekiel also pronounced God's judgment in a foreign land.
那以色列人从外邦之地归回到耶路撒冷城的时候，
After Israelites returned back to
我们通常都称作是被掳归回的时期了。
We talk about this is the time when they return from captivity.
那我们来看到先知又怎么说。
And let's see how the prophet said.
我们来看马拉基书的第三章。
Let's turn to book of Malachi.
马拉基书第三章。
Malachi chapter 3.
请看第五节。
Verse 5.
马拉基书第三章第五节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 5. So I will come near to you for judgment. I will be quick to testify against sorcerers, adulterers, and perjurers, against those who defraud laborers of their wages, who oppose the widows and the fatherless, and the deprive aliens of justice, but do not fear me, says the Lord Almighty.
我们在这里看见。
In here we can see,
在旧约最后一个先知也在宣告这样的信息哦。
Even the last prophet in the Old Testament tried the same message.
不归向神。
The God's people did not return to God.
这些被掳归回的百姓还是一样没有改变呢。
All these people that returned from being captured, they still act the same.
马拉基先知就宣告神要来施行审判。
And Malachi declared God will carry judgment.
神必速速来做见证。
God will come quickly to testify.
所以我们在旧约圣经里面，
So in the Old Testament,
我们可以看到这个归向神的动作是多么的重要。
We can see the importance of returning to God.
因为神要实行审判。
Because God will carry out judgment.
但是到了新约的时候，
But during the New Testament,
我们常常看到同样的一个句子，
We often see the same
sentence. 神必照个人的行为来报应个人。
God will repay those according to what they do.
所以我们人啊，不论在圣经记载的新旧约。
So it doesn't matter whether it's in the Old Testament or the New Testament.
或者是到末后今天的我们的这个世界。
Or even to the nowadays, the world that we are living in now.
我们必须要对我们自己的行为和信仰做一个负责。
We need to be responsible for our own faith.
随时要做个调整。
And we need to make adjustment when needed.
如果偏向这情欲和罪恶的世界。
If we tend to follow the lust and the sinful world.
我们如果没有做好归向神的动作。
If we do not do a good job in returning back to God.
我们就很容易迷失在这个世界。
We tend to lost easily in
this world. 甚至得罪了这个生命的主宰，也这个真神。
And we'll sin against the Lord who gave us life.
会跟神的道理相违背。
And we'll sin against God's commands.
所以我们很清楚地看见。
So we can see clearly.
先知何西阿，他指出了神的百姓对神不忠心的这个罪。
Prophet Isaiah has mentioned this, the sin of unfaithfulness that people have committed against God.
几乎我们可以从何西阿书的第四章到第十章里面，我们可以看见。
So from chapter 4 to 10 in the book of Hosea, it shows us.
那里就讲述了这个以色列百姓很多对神不忠心的罪。
A lot of sins that Israelites commit against God.
而且百姓会因为这个罪而受刑罚。
And because of the sin they committed, they will face punishment.
我们来回过来看这个何西阿书第八章。
If we turn back to Hosea chapter 8,
13节。
Verse 13.
何西阿书第八章的十三节。
Hosea chapter 8, verse 13.Hosea chapter 8 verse 13. They offer sacrifices given to me and they eat the meat, but the Lord is not pleased with them. Now he will remember their wickedness and punish their sins. They will return to Egypt.
我们在这里看见以色列百姓，他依然还是遵守对神献祭哦。
Here we can see the Israelites, they still offer sacrifice.
也就是说他的宗教信仰的活动行为都还在。
They still have the actions.Of the faith by offering sacrifice.
他也遵守各种节期。
They still obey all these festivals.
摩西律法。
And the Mosaic law.
各种的献祭。
And all these different kinds of offerings.
但是这些宗教活动神不喜欢了。
But God dislikes all these religious activities.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们的罪孽，他们的罪恶，一直在他们的生活里面。
Because they still have their wickedness and sin.
他甚至说这些百姓必归回埃及。
And the Bible even said they will return back to Egypt.
旧约圣经里面有一个很重大的神的工作一直在被记载。
There's a huge work of God mentioned in the Bible.
什么样的大工作呢？
What is this huge work of God?
就是神把以色列百姓从埃及地拯救出来，进入迦南地。
When God lead the Israelites out of Egypt and enter into the land
of Canaan. 我们在米迦书里面可以看到。
If we look into the book of Micah.
这个神对他的百姓做质疑的时候。
When God questioned his people.
他说你们怎么忘记了我是怎么样把你们从埃及拯救出来的呢？
How can you forget the way that I lead you out from the Egypt?
神很在意这个工作啊。
God really concerned about this.
这个在属灵的宗教信仰来讲是一种神救赎的工作。
Because this is a salvation job that God has done to them.
但是我们看到时间历史的增加。
But we can see from the time of history.
以色列百姓的罪孽只有增加并没有减少。
The sin of Israelites only increased, but not decreased.
所以他们的罪恶神看成是他们又回最终会回到埃及一样成为一个罪的奴仆了。
So God see their sins as they were returning back to Egypt to become the slave of sin again.
同样在何西阿书九章的第三节里面。
If we looked into Hosea chapter 9 verse 4.
对，第三节。
Verse 3.
这里神说也要宣告北国以色列民啊，他们最后要回到埃及。
Here it says that the Israelites will finally return back to Egypt.
神为什么会透过先知这样讲？
Why did God spoke to the people?
因为他们没有回转归向神。
Because they did not return to God.
所以他们的终极必回到 这个在埃及地为奴的这种苦境和刑罚。
And at the end, they will return back to Egypt to become to have the life of slaves again.
那事实上，我们从这个属灵的意涵来看
，So we're looking from the spiritual side.
埃及预表着这个罪恶城。
If the Egypt represents the sin
city. 埃及预表这个情欲的世界。
And the Egypt represents the lust of this world.
当神在施行审判工作的时候
，When God is carrying out His judgment.
哎，这个世界要被毁灭。
The world will be destroyed.
那启示录怎么描写这个世界的称呼呢
？And how did the book of Revelation describe the world?
就是讲大巴比伦城啊。
It calls the world the Great Babylon.
那大巴比伦城它的表现的行为就是大淫妇的行为了。
And the behavior that's demonstrated from the Great Babylon is like the.
那这是我们在新约可以看到的一个教导。
Lustful women, and this is the teaching that we can
learn. 但是在旧约，他百姓。不归向神的时候，神就透过先知这样宣告。
And when the Israelites did not obey God, and that's why God declared to them from Moses.
也就是说，要回到埃及做为奴的一个人呢。
And they will be returning back to Egypt to become slaves again.
当我们谈到这个地方
，When we talk about this,
我们就可以做一番的了解。
We can understand.
从何西阿书这一卷里面。
From the book of Hosea,
我们可以深深的知道归向神的这个重要性是对百姓是必须要努力的。
We can understand the importance of return to God.
那很奇妙的就是何西阿这个先知的名字啊，也就是讲做神的救恩的。
And strangely, the meaning of Hosea means God's salvation.
所以他很清楚的也可以宣告神的。一种作为给百姓知道的。
So he can also pronounce the God's miracle to his people.
所以主前第八世纪的这些先知，他们就开始有留这个经卷的著作。
So all the prophets around A.B.C. time, they all have their recordings.
著作writing.
They all have their writings.
那在这个主前第八世纪之前的圣经的作者都是口传的比较多了。
And all the authors of the Bible before ABC, they pass down their right, they pass down through oral.
这个是先知著作里面比较容易了解的地方啊。
And this is what we can understand.
那我们看到百姓能够归向神。
And you can see when the people return to God.
而且也能够体会神的救恩。
And can experience God's salvation.
其实这是一个非常宝贵。
And this is very precious.
而且是非常有价值的一种属灵经验的福气。
And this is also valuable blessings and experiences.
那既然这个归向神的动作这么重要。
And because the action to return to God is so important.
先知也要百姓能够从罪恶中这样回转。
And prophet also wants the people to return to God from sin.
其实对我们也是有一个很好的一种学习的。
And this also serves as an important teachings to us.
那我们先来看看哈，归向神这个归向，它的字义是什么
？So we're going to look into the meaning of return to God.
如果我们照中文来看
，We look from the Chinese.
归向神
，returning to God.
意思就是说归回向神
，meaning.To return back to God and to be like God.
但是在英文里面那个归向的意思啊。
But in Hebrew, the meaning of returning.
就是回心转意到神这一边啊。
Means turning your hearts back to God.
我们来看一下何西阿书第三章。
Let's turn to Book of Hosea chapter 3.
何西阿书第三章。
Hosea chapter 3.
第五节。
Verse 5.
三章的第五节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.Afterward, the Israelites will return and seek the Lord their God and David their king. They will come trembling to the Lord and to his blessings in the last days.
我们在这里看到第五节里面他分别用归回中文分别用归回跟归向神这样的字眼来表达。
In here, they use the words return and seek the Lord.
我们中文有表达有两个字一个归回一个归向。
But in Chinese, there's return.
所以这里原文著作就小字就特别这样讲。
So in the Chinese, there's small words saying.
这里说 回心转意到神这一边。
To return your hearts back to God.
那在新约里面，其实也不断的在用这一个字，归向。
And if you look into the New Testament, they also use the same word.
我们来看一下路加福音的第一章。
If you turn to Luke chapter 1.
第一章的十七节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 17.
路加福音第一章十七节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 17.
第一章的十七节。
Chapter 1 verse 17. And he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
在这里是神差使者对撒迦利亚说。
Here God sent messengers to talk to Zechariah.
你将会得到一个儿子。
You will receive a son.
你要给他起名叫约翰。
And you will call him John.
那这个人他要为耶稣基督预备道路。
And he will prepare the road for Jesus.
但是他特别有那种以利亚的心智能力。
And he has the spirit and power of Elijah.
他的能力可以让天父的心转向儿女。
And his power allowed the hearts of the fathers to turn to their children.
那也可以让儿女的心转向天父哎。
And the hearts of children turn back to the fathers.
哎，这个真的是神的赏赐哎。
And this is a God's blessing.
神的这个清楚的一个见证哎。
And it's a true testimony of God.
所以这个转向，这个归回的意思。
So returning back to God.
在希腊文怎么解释呢？
How is the Hebrew describe it?
是一种转身的意思。
Is a turning,
或者是使什么什么回转的意思。
Or make something return back.
其实最好的解释在圣经里面，他也做了这样的诠释。
And the Bible also have a good description to it.
我们来看十六节。
If we look into verse
16, 十六节说，这个约施洗约翰的心智能力。
The spirit and power of Eli of John, the Baptist.
施洗约翰的心智能力啊
，The spirit and power of John the Baptist。
那这里说他要使很许多的以色列人回转归到主这一边来。
And he will make the people of Israelite to bring them back to God。
所以我们可以看到这里很清楚的，这个施洗约翰他要做的工作就是让人能够回转归向主啊。
So that here the importance.Work for John the Baptist is to bring man's heart back to God.
这是一个很好的一个认识。
And this is a good knowledge to know of it.
啊，曾经我们也碰到过这样的朋友。
I once met a friend.
他在社会上要来建立自己的事业王国。
He's trying to build his own kingdom.
所以他用了各种的手段。
So he used different ways
要来争取
to grab
甚至像在台湾他有的会跟那个黑社会也有关系
and even in his Taiwan he will make friends with the gangsters
对他觉得这样可以得到很多的财富
because he knows from doing this
甚至得到很多的政治地位
and gain a lot of power
所以他只要有钱就什么事都可以做
so when he has money
当人现在这种软弱的黑暗生活里面
When he indulges himself in this kind of
很多人要想走出来很困难的。
It's very hard for this kind of man to walk out from it.
就有一次的机会。
So there one opportunity.
来到我们的教会。
He came to our church.
那我们教会传道人就本着圣经跟他做见证。
And our preacher testified to him using the Bible.
他觉得很稀奇啊。
And he was astonished.
怎么会有这样的圣经道理呢
？How could there be such a teaching of God?
因为我们传道人怎么讲圣，讲道都是按照圣经的话去讲的。
Because our preachers When we speak the words of God, we speak according to the
Bible. 但是神一旦开他的心的时候
，But when God opened his heart,
奇妙的事就发生。
Miracles happen.
神在他的心里面动工。
God is moving within him.
他很自然的就回转心意。
And naturally he turned his
然后愿意继续查考圣经神的话。
And is willing to seek the truth.
他就慢慢的在他的社会的行为做改变。
And he started to change in his behavior.
经过一段时间的查考道理。
And after a period of truth seeking.
结果得到从神来的圣灵。
He received the Holy Spirit.
他就更加肯定了。
And he truly believed.
这个教会照着圣经这样子来传讲，得到很好的一种更新的见证。
This church preached according to the Bible, and he has a testimony.
所以他后来就决定接受洗礼。
So later on, he received
back his son. 他不但他的心理改变，
not only his heart changed，
行为改变，
his behavior
思想改变，
and his thoughts
连他社会的工作他也做了改变。
And he also changed the work.
不跟黑社会的来往了。
He no longer associated with the
gangster. 然后照圣经来建立一个干干净净的一个事业王国。
And he used the Bible to build up his own career.
就这么简单。
And this is just very simple.
心里有那种回转的心意归向神。
He only have the hearts to return back to God.
他一样在这个社会生活。
He's still living in this world.
但是他懂得怎么做属乎神的一种带领呢？
But he knows how to follow God's commands.
所以归向神啊，真的对每一个人来讲是一个很重要的认识。
So returning to God is an important lesson to all of us.
谈到为什么要归向神呢？
And when we talk about why do we need to return to God?
其实我们在何西阿书里面，
when we look into the book of Hosea,
看到先知他讲的对象就是北国的以色列民呢。
The audience for the book of Hosea is to the Israelites. Who live in the northern kingdom.
是有原因的，因为神要对他们做一个刑罚的动作。
And because God wants to punish them.
我们来看一下那个何西阿书。
We turn to Book of Hosea.
何西阿书的第六章。
Chapter six.
第六章的第一节。
Chapter six, verse one.
刚才我们读过了。
We just read it
before. 这里讲说神撕裂百姓。
Here is that God taunts.The
下半段又说神打伤百姓，
and he has injured them.
神将以色列百姓从埃及拯救出来，安置在迦南地。
God saved Israelites from Egypt and put them in the land of Canaan.
那甚至建立了大卫王国。
And God also established the kingdom of
David. 但是因为君王不守神的道理，
but because the kings disobeyed God.
所以后来大卫王国到了。罗波安的时代就分裂两个国家。
So the kingdom of David split into two when it comes to the time of the king of Rehoboam.
北国叫以色列。
The northern kingdom
南国叫犹大
国。Israelite. And the southern kingdom.
结果神的选民在这个神应许的迦南地没有好好的使用来敬拜神啊。
And God's people did not make good use of the land of Canaan.
看在神的眼中是非常非常愤怒的。
And God is angry.About this.
本来要保护神的百姓的，
because he wants to originally
protect them. 也应许要坚固神的百姓在这一块地上了，
and promised them for them to live in this land.
但是神后来却撕裂他们，
but God tore them apart.
神后来打伤他们，
and God injured them.
这个在何西阿书六章一节先知这样讲啊。
And here this is what it mentions in the book of
Hosea. 那撕裂百姓，打伤百姓，这不是神原来的意思啊。
To torn the people's apart is not the will of God.
那为什么神后来会这样做呢？
But why did God do that?
那这个撕裂和打伤都两个动作都是从神来的刑罚。
To tore them and to injure them is all from the punishment of God.
原因是什么？
And the reason to
我们来看第五章。
Look at chapter 5.
何西阿书第五章。
Chapter 5.
第四节。
Verse 4. Chapter 5, verse 4.Their deeds do not permit them to return to their God. A spirit of prostitution in their heart, they do not acknowledge the God.
第四节就把这个原因讲出来了。
And verse 4 talk about the reason.
因为他们没有归向神。
It's because they do not return to their Lord.
心中有隐心啊。
They have spirit of prostitution in
their heart. 所以他们所做出来的动作都是不认识神的动作。
So what they do not acknowledge the Lord.
如果一个内心肯愿意回转归向神的，
if they're willing to turn back to God,
他们就所做的动作都是认识神的动作。
What they do will be acknowledged.
所以这个世界有很多的罪恶发生。
So there are a lot of sins happening in
this world. 人的暴力发生。
There are a lot of violence.
有更多的问题的充斥。
And there's a lot of problems.
其实就是没有回转归向神。
It's because they don't.
以色列百姓也是一样。
It applies the same to
Israelites. 心中有淫乱的心。
They have the spirit of prostitution.
其实，在新旧约里面，我们可以看到淫乱的心有包括两大类。
And if we look into the Bible, spirit of prostitution split into two types.
第一个是宗教上的淫乱。
First is the spirit of prostitution in religion.
没有敬畏真神。
They do not fear God.
敬拜外邦神。
And they worship idols.
这个叫做宗教信仰上的淫乱。
And this is called religious immorality.
一个是人行为道德的淫乱。
and the other relates to mankind's behavior.
我们现在看到同性也可以结婚。
We can see there's same-sex marriage.
那个淫乱的疾病现在充斥整个世界。
And all this kind of immorality fill the world.
这个都一再讲人行为道德的一种败坏。
And we can see the moral standard has deteriorated.
但是在何西阿书里面。
But in the book of Hosea,
我们看到
we can see
选民也是淫乱。
Even the God's chosen people,
宗教的领导者、祭司、先知也是淫乱。
Even the religious leaders, the priests, they are all immoral.
这在神看来是非常严重的问题啊。
So it's a very important matter in the eyes
of God. 所以整个以色列百姓没有办法真心的认识神。
So the whole Israelite nation cannot really truly acknowledge God.
这种记载在何西阿书里面很多。
And this is recorded all in the book of Hosea.
讲述很多他们错误的这个信仰的生活。
Hosea talks about the mistake and sins from their
到了十一章的时候
when we read
先知就做了一个总结
the prophet make a conclusion
这个神的百姓啊做的都是辜负了主的恩典啊
what's the behavior of God's people
所以因为有神的刑罚来到
because of God's punishment
所以百姓必须要归向神这是一个很重要的理由之一
That's why the people need to return back to God.
那第二个理由啊
And the second reason,
就记载在十一章的八这个八节到十一节
It's recorded in chapter 11.
十一章的八节到十一节
Hosea chapter 11 verse 8.
我们看到神透过先知说我怎么可以舍去你们呢
And God through the prophet said that how can I give them up? Let's read verse 8.How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, Israel? How can I treat you like Admah? How can I make you like Zeboim? My heart is changed within me. All my compassion is aroused.
虽然神不得不要对他的百姓做刑罚审判的动作
Even though God needs to make punishment for
the Israelites, 但他仍然施行这个他的慈爱和怜悯呢
But he still have compassion towards them.
所以这是我们必须归向神的第二个理由啊。
So this is the second reason why we need to turn back to God.
就算再恶的人，他能够回心转意到神这边，神还是要施行这个大恩典的。
So that when the evil people turn back to God, God will still have mercy on them.
甚至神用慈爱的绳索来帮助、来拯救的。
And God will use the chains of compassion to help them.
所以我们在这里可以做这样的认识。
So this is what we can learn.
所以我们基于这两个理由，必须要懂得归向神了。
We need to focus on these two reasons so that we can return back to God.
那既然有这两个理由作为前提
，Because there are these two reasons.
那我们归向神有什么好处呢
？What are the benefits of us turning back to God?
我们再回过来看第六章。
Let's turn back to chapter six.
第六章的，请看一节。第一节哈
，Chapter six, verse one.
第一节到第二节
，and verse two.
刚刚我们读过
，we just read it.
这里说，神必医治。
Here said God will.
当我们回心转向神的时候，我们会看到神医治我们的见证。
When we return ourselves back to God, we will see the testimony of how God healed us.
这种见证很奇妙。
And this testimony will be miraculous.
我们有一户人家很少来教会。
There are one family who seldom come to church.
他本来以前很热心。
They are very fervent.
因为家庭的生活忙就不来了。
But because of the busy lives, they stop coming to church.
没有时间来聚会。
They don't have time to come to church.
没有时间敬拜神。
They don't have time to worship God.
但是这个动作神在看。
But God sees all this.
啊，结果有一天他的孩子生病了。
So one day the children got sick.
哇，一检查的时候啊。他的造血功能不好。
And during the examination, they discovered
that they have a malfunction in making blood. 所以医生建议要把他的脊椎里面的那个髓要换掉。
So the doctor decided they need to change their bone marrow.
但是一直没有办法动这个手术。
But they cannot perform the surgery.
那后来第二个又发现白血球过低。
And the second one was diagnosed with low white
blood cell. 最后变成败血症。
And become leukemia.
所以一旦一发烧。医生就宣布说大概要死亡了。
And so when the child got a fever, the
doctor will
pronounce
that he's going to die. 哇，这个对一直忙世界的人来讲是一个很大的冲击耶。
So this become a very big news to them who visit with their wives.
但是后来他们就想到。
But later on they think.
过去常常亲近神的时候。
When the time that when they used to worship God, the time when they used to pray to God, they have peace in the family. But now we are far away from God.
发生这种问题了。
And all these problems.
他们就做了调整。
And so they make an
adjustment.
教会
也为他们祷告。
And the church pray for them.
祷告一段时间。
And after a period of time.
非常奇妙的。
Miraculously,
在回去医院做检查的时候
when they return to hospital to have
因为医院说
again,
已经找到那个积水可以换了
the hospital told them they have find the
至少这一部分可以做一个调整
so they can perform this operation
但是在查检查的时候
but during the examination
造血功能正常
the functions restore back to normal
再来就是败血症也正常没有了
and the child who contract with leukemia went back to normal.
把这个前后两个检查所有的报告做比对的时候，怎么差这么远呢？
And so when they are comparing the reports before and after, they find out there's a huge difference. And this is not
而是一个医生小组，他们有开会，所以参与治疗这个工作的有好几个医生。
And this is not only an examination report by one doctor, but it's by a group of doctors.
所以医生就问这个家里人呢。
So the doctor asked
他是怎么好的？
How can they
怎么得医治的
How can they
到底你们找哪一个高人医生啊
which doctor did you go seek
跟他们讲一下
And so after
他们说没有
talking to them, they said, no.
到底你们用了什么秘方啊
did you have any secrets
跟我们讲一下
Please tell us.
他们回答说没有
And they said that, no.
他们说我们是祷告神
they said that because we pray to God.
只有回转到神的家里面
because we return back to God.
信徒为我们代祷
All the members are praying for us.
就这么奇妙得到医治。
And it's just so.
所以这里很清楚告诉我们，只要回转归向神，就得到一个好处，得到医治。
And so here it tells us that the advantage of returning back to God.
我们再来看第六章的第六章一节的下半节。
So we look into chapter 6 verse 1, the second part of it.
这里第二个好处是什么呢
？What is the second benefit?
得到果这个。果残残果就是得到神的这个帮助了啊。
He will bind up our wounds, which means that we'll
得到他的这个安慰了。
We'll receive comfort from him.
那第三个好处在第二节前半段。
And the third benefit in verse 2.
这里说过两天神必使我们苏醒过来。
After 2 days, he will revive us.
这个神叫人活过来哎。
God allows a man to revive.
哇，这个是一个好处哎。
And this is
本来我们现在罪恶里面
because we are
本来贪行不义的事
we are
但是你回转归向神
but when we return
神让你活过来
God make us revive,
让你整个人生活过来
God revive us, the whole
让你的生活得到见证
so that we have testimony
让你得到圣灵的恩膏
so that we receive
这个就是在神里面的一种复活苏醒、啊、
and this is a resurrection in the Lord
第四个好处
And the fourth benefit,
在第二节的最后一句话
in the last sentence,
说神让我们兴起让我们存活
God restore us and let us live
这悔改回转归向神就得到这个第四个好处、啊、
So after we return back to God we
在神面前存活下来、啊、
In front of God we are restored and we
may live in his presence 在十四章里面这四个好处也一直在强调的
And all these benefits were reinforced in chapter 14.
那谈到这个地方
we
我们可以很清楚地了解何西阿书他其中一个重要的信息就是要百姓归向神
we can understand one of the important message in the book of Isaiah is for the people to return back to God
必须要归向神
they need to return back to God
而且归向神会有好处
and by returning back to God they can gain benefits
但是要怎么样才能够归向神这才是重点
but how can they return back to God
归向神只有身体来到神的教会里面吗
Do we mean that our body is just basically
这个是需要
back to church?
但是那个这个是需要
This is necessary
但是还不能真正解决你内在黑暗的生命、啊、
But it doesn't solve the inner life that living in darkness
所以我们还是要根据何西阿书里面
So we still need to according to
来谈一谈怎么样归向神
to talk about how to reach,
我们来看何西阿书的第五章
Let's turn to chapter 5
十五节
verse 15 chapter 5 verse 15 Then I will go back to my place until they admit their guilt, and they will seek my face. In their misery, they will earnestly seek me.
我们在这里看见。
Here we can see.
这里谈到是要回到原处。
Here we talk about going back to our place.
神要他们做什么？
What God wants them to do.
他们没有做到。
They did not do it.
然后在那个地方那一点偏离了神。
And during that particular point, they fall away
from God. 如果他们肯悔改。
If they're willing to
自己认为有错
and they admit their guilt,
就在困境中求告神的时候神会在原处等待他们的回转
and during the misery when they seek upon God God will wait for them at the point
同样的说法在启示录第二章的第五节也有讲、哦、
and the same wording is also recorded in the book
神对教会
这样
发 发声音说
And God told the church.
比如说那边谈到一个教会叫以弗所。
For example, it talks about the church of Ephesus.
当使徒保罗在建造以弗所教会的时候，是很好的教会啊。
When Paul established the church of Ephesus, it's a good church.
但是教会经营了四五十年。
But after the church being around for 40 years.
结果我们看到神对教会做一个评估。
We can see how God make an evaluation.
他说以弗所教会啊，里面要。要做一个悔改哎
Church of Ephesus, you need to repent.
也就是起初你们的爱心失落。
Because you lost your love, your original love.
哎，一个教会本来有爱心，变成没有爱心。
The church originally has love, and
所以神就
they have no love.
责备降说。
And so God rebuked them.
你们再不悔改，我就把这个。神的灯台啊，就挪开啊。
If you do not repent, then I will remove away.
他说你要悔改，行起初爱心的事。
It says that you need to repent.
不然我就把你的灯台从你的原处拿走。
If not, I will remove your lampstand from your place.
那这里讲的灯台是讲着神的灵在，神的同在啊。
And here the lampstand referring to God's spirit.
神就不跟这样的教会同在了。
Which means God will no longer abide with them.
所以你想想看。
So if you think
about this. 百姓要回转归向神。
For people to return back to
God. 你在哪里错误在哪里跌倒，你要回到那边做一个悔改。
The place where you fall, you need to return to that place.
在那个信仰上面做回转归向神。
And at that place, you need to repent.
我们再来看第三章第五节。
And let's turn back to
第三章的第五节，何西阿书第三章第五节
，verse five。
这里谈到要归回寻求神。
Here it talks about we need to return back to God.
那怎么样归回寻求神呢
？How do we return？
第五节的后面一句话说
，in verse five，
纯敬畏神的心
，we need to have the heart that
你才能够归向神
，then we can return，
你才能够领受神的恩惠
，and we can receive blessing from him。
所以要回转归向神。
So when you return,
第二个就是要存敬畏神的心。
So in order for us to return back to the Lord,
我们再来看何西阿书的第六章。
Let's turn to Hosea chapter six.
第三节。
Verse three.
要怎么样回转归向神呢
？So how do we return to the Lord?
第三节。
In verse three.
这里说，务要认识神。
Now let's acknowledge the Lord.
而且先知讲两次哦，一定要认识神哦。
And the prophets mentioned twice.
你不认识神，你怎么知道神呢
？If you don't acknowledge him, how do you know him?
你怎么回转归向他
？How do you return back to him?
认识神最好的方式就是可以从祷告认识，也可以从圣经道理去认识。
The way for us to know him is through prayer and through reading the Bible.
神自然会教导。
God will teach us.
那怎么样归向神呢
？And how do you return back to him?
我们再来看十二章第六节。
We turn to chapter 12.
十二章第六节。
Verse six.
第六节。
Chapter 12, verse six. But you must return to your God, maintain love and justice, and wait for your God always.
在这里说劝勉百姓，你们应当要归向神。
Here it tells the people.
但是归向神要有一个动作。
But we have one action to do.
要谨守仁爱公平啊。
We need to maintain love and justice.
仁爱公平可以说就是讲神的道理为中心的一个。见证啊
！So we put God's word as our center to our life.
所以这里很清楚告诉我们，
so、said,
就是要守神的真理，等候神呢、啊。
We need to obey God's command and wait on God.
守圣经神的话来等候神呢、啊。
To obey the God's words and to wait on God.
这样才能够回转归向神呢、啊。
Then we can return back to God.
再来看十四章的一节到 三节。
And we also turn to chapter 14, verse 1 to 3. Chapter 14, verse 1. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God. Your sins have been your downfall. Verse 2. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, forgive all our sins and receive us graciously, that we may offer the fruit of our lips. Verse 3. Assyria cannot save us. We will not mount war house horses. We will never again say our gods to what our own hands have made. For in you the fatherless find compassion.
最后先知在这里又在呼吁要悔改归向神。
Once again, the prophet pronounced the people to return to God.
你这样子就不会再用外在的人的力量来走，来面对自己的信仰人生。
So you will no longer rely on the outside force when you walk your
life. 然后才不会陷在罪孽中。
And you will no longer.
这里谈到一个很重要的这个我们要了解的地方。
And this is an important lesson for us to learn.
就是在第二节。
In verse two.
他这里说当归向神。
We need to return to the Lord.
用什么来归向神呢？
And how do we do that?
这里说用言语祷告神。
We use our lips to pray to the Lord.
我们向神祷告要用言语祷告神呢。
When we pray to God, we need to use our lips.
最真诚的言语从哪里出发？
And the sincere words.
就是从我们的内心里面出发。
Comes from our hearts.
来祷告神。
To pray to the Lord.
这是非常奇妙的。
And this is.
用言语祷告神呢。
We use our lips.
用真诚的心灵和诚实的言语祷告神呢。
We use our sincerity to pray to Him.
有一个姐妹。
他
很久没有来教会。
Who stopped coming to church for a while?
他以为这样很好，在世界有赚自己的钱。
She thought that it's good that she has time to live all the money.
她好像生活都忘记了神是谁。
And she even forgot who God is.
人在顺利的时候、享受的时候，真的会忘记神的。
When man is in the good times, they tend to forget about God.
结果有一天啊
，So one day,
他遇到看见一个魔鬼啊，眼前看见了。
She saw Satan in front of her.
哇，那个魔鬼啊，就变成很小的一只魔鬼。
The Satan became a very
small Satan. 然后跑进他的身体。
And went inside her.
然后跑到脚，跑到肚子，跑到胸部，跑到脸，跑到头，会有一个隆起的东西。
And Satan went through all the parts of her body.
哇，很痛苦啊。
From head to toe. And this caused
a lot of
pain.Because she cannot
也不能吃东西
she cannot eat,
也不能睡觉
and she cannot sleep.
哇好痛苦啊
and she suffered,
她只好请假
and so she
她回到她爸爸那边
and went to her father's place.
哇到了那边那就找教会的传道去祷告
and after she got there she asked the preachers to pray for her.
哇有几个人就帮助代祷
and other members also prayed for her.
奉主的名就赶鬼
in the name of Lord Jesus they cast out the demons.
连续祷告两次
After they pray continuously for
2 times, 因为他已经变成不像人了。
Because she already changed to another person.
很多的病啊，我们可以找医生啊。
A lot of sickness you can rely on doctors.
像这种鬼扰乱附着的病，你怎么找医生
？But when demons possess you, there's no one you can turn to.
传道人跟他讲。
So the preacher said to her,
你要悔改。
You need to repent.
你几年没有来教会
？How long you haven't come to church?
他就讲几年了。
And she said,
虽然在外面做得很好。
Even though she has a good job in his life,
魔鬼会扰乱。
But the Satan,
你不祷告，缺乏圣灵的能力。
Without prayer, without the power of the Holy Spirit,
缺少听神的道理。
And without coming to church,
所以他属灵的生命是非常脆弱的。
So her spiritual life is very
weak. 所以魔鬼就来侵扰。
So the Satan attack her.
感谢主。
And thanks
to the Lord. 奉主的名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus,
连续祷告两次。
And they prayed continuously for 2 times.
之后鬼就离开他身上。
And God and the Satan.
鬼要离开的时候，还重重的让他颤抖，然后重重的摔在地上。
And when God left her, when the Satan left her, the Satan made her fall onto the ground.
奉主的名，圣灵的能力，就得到这种见证了。
And in the name of Lord Jesus, relying on God's power, you receive such kind of testimony.
重点是因为他悔改归向神。
And the important is because she returned back to the Lord.
医治他。
And God listened to her prayer and heal her and save her
帮助他
and help her.
当时何西阿先知也是对百姓说，你们在罪孽中也要回转归向神了。
And Hosea said the same message to the Israelites that during the time of sins you need to repent and return to the Lord.
我们就最后来看何西阿书里面做的一个结论是什么呢？
So we're going to look into a conclusion in the book of Isaiah.
我们最后来看何西阿书14章第9节。
we look at Hosea chapter 14, verse 9.
第九节.
Hosea chapter 14, verse 9. Who is wise? He will realize these things. Who is discerning? He will understand them. The ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them, but the rebellious stumble in them.
我们在这里看见,
we can see.
先知宣告神的话,
the prophet announced God's word.
神的审判会来到,
God's judgment will come.
但是百姓要回转归向神,
but God's people will return
back to the Lord. 他最后就对着所有百姓这样说,
and at last, he said this to all the people.
你是要做什么样的人呢?
What kind of people you want
to be? 这里其中讲到一种人,
here is that
罪人他会在他的路上跌倒,
the rebellious will stumble on the way.
罪恶的人不能站在神的面前站立,
the rebellious cannot stand in front of God.
但是有这里讲到一种人,
but there's another kind of
他是智慧人,
people. He's wise.
他是通达人,
he realized that all
things. 他是义人,
he's righteous.
这种人才会得到神的帮助,
and this kind of people will receive help from God and mercy from God.
所以回转归向神就成为神要的一个义人了。
So returning back to God will turn us into a righteous man that God likes and a wise man.
也是一个通达人,
and also a man.
所以我们从何西阿书里面
discern all things.
可以看到这样的信息。
So from the book of Hosea, we can see this message and may God guide us.
唱诗,
please sing him.
226首,
226.
我们唱第一节跟最后。